The first reinforcing division to arrive at Cheetah was the 201st. The 201st, like the follow-on divisions, the 80th, 34th, and 94th, were equipped with the newest Russian hardware. Their immediate mission was to race north and east to get in front of the advancing Chinese. The entire area was under the strictest possible orders for radio silence to deny all conceivable knowledge to the enemy, and the air forces in the area were tasked to eliminate all tactical reconnaissance aircraft that the Chinese would be sending about. So far, they'd been successful. A total of 17 aircraft had been splashed short of Cheetah. Since the People's Republic of China still had a functioning embassy in Moscow, the concern was that their Ministry of State Security had Russian nationals feeding data to Russia's new enemy. Individuals about whom the Russian Federal Security Service had suspicions were picked up and questioned, and those in custody were interrogated vigorously. This number included Klementy Ivanovich Suvorov. "You were in the service of an enemy country," Pavel Yefremov observed. "You killed for a foreign power, and you conspired to kill our country's president. We know all this. We have this." He held up a photocopy of the one-time pad recovered from the dead drop on the park bench. "You may talk now, or you may be shot."
"Have you truly arrested Kong?"
"We told you that before, but no, we have not. Why tip them off that we penetrated their operation?" Yefremov said honestly.
"Then you can use me against them."
"How might we do that?"
"I can tell them that the operation they propose is going forward, but that the situation in Siberia wrecked my chance to execute it."
"And if Kong cannot leave their embassy, we have it guarded now, how would you get that information to him?"
"By electronic mail."
"And the fact that you haven't made use of it so far will not alert them?"
"The explanation is simple. My Spetsnaz contact was frightened off by the outbreak of hostilities, and so was I. I will propose that I can go forward with the mission. I require them to authorize it by a signal, the way they set the shades in their windows, for example."
"And for this?"
"And for this, I will not be executed."
"I'll be damned," Pavel Petrovich said. "This is my land. No chink's going to chase me off it."
"They are only 3 or 4 days away, Pasha."
"So? I have lived here for over 50 years. I'm not going to live now."
The chief of the mining company had come personally to drive him out.
"Pasha, we can't leave you here. This is their objective." "Then I shall fight for it. I killed Germans, I've killed bears, I've killed wolves. Now I will kill Chinese. I'm an old man, not an old woman, comrade. I will fight for my land."
The mining chief figured he'd buck this up to the military. Maybe they could take him out. "So we want to mess with their heads, Mickey?" Admiral Dave Seaton asked. "That's the idea," the chairman of the Joint Chiefs told the chief of naval operations. "Well, we can slam their navy pretty hard. Bart Mancuso is a pretty good operator. First thing Bart wants to do is take out their missile submarine. Their surface navy's a lot easier. That'll be mainly aircraft targets, some missiles, to keep the surface community happy." Lieutenant Colonel Angelo Giusti was certain that he'd be content never to ride on another train as long as he lived.
"People, I think we're here," the commander of the quarter horse told his staff.
"Praise Jesus," one of them observed. Inside of 5 minutes, the soldiers were out and walking to their vehicles.
"Hey, Angie," called a familiar voice.
Giusti looked to see Colonel Welch and walked up to him with a salute. "What's happening?" Giusti asked.
"It's a mess out east of here, but there's plenty of fuel stashed for us."
"That's good to know. What about my choppers?"
Welch just pointed. There was an OH-58D Kiowa Warrior sitting not 300 yards away.
"Thank God for that. What's the bad news?"
"The PLA has 16 heavy divisions in the invasion force."
"What's my mission?"
"Assemble your squadron and head southeast. First Armored will cut off the bottom of the break-in and interrupt their supply line. Russian blocking force will then try to stop them about 200 miles northeast of here."
"Can they do it?"
4 Russian divisions against 16 Chinese didn't seem especially favorable odds.
"Not sure. Your job is advance to and secure the first big fuel depot. We'll play it from there."
I think it's about time to roll them back a little, General Wallace observed over the satellite link to Washington. What do you propose? Mickey Moore asked. For starters, I want to send my F-16 CGs after their radar sites. Next, I want to start going after their logistical choke points. Gus, I have to clear that with the President. The thinking here is that we want to commence offensive operations in a systematic way for maximum psychological effect. General, I don't know what it looks like over there, but right here it's getting a little exciting. Their army is advancing rapidly. We know that. We're trying to figure a way to shake up their political leadership. It isn't politicians coming north trying to kill us, General. It's soldiers and airmen. We have to start crippling them before they ruin our whole damn day.
Bondarenko hoped that someday he'd meet the team that had developed the American Dark Star drone. Never in history had a commander possessed such knowledge as this. He probably had a better feel for the location of the advancing Chinese than their own commander did. Better yet, the leading regiment of the 201st Motor Rifle Division was only a few kilometers away. The 265th was ready for the reinforcement, and its commander, Yuri Sinyavsky, proclaimed that he was tired of running away. "This is my ground, Gennady Yosefovich," he said, stabbing at the point with his finger. It was just 5 kilometers north of the Gogol Goldfield, a line of ridges 20 kilometers across, facing open ground the Chinese would have to cross. General Diggs observed the discussion. "When will you join your command, Marion?" "My chopper's on the way in. My cavalry screen is at the first fuel depot with 1st Brigade right behind. We should be in contact in a day and a half or so." They'd already discussed Diggs's plan of attack. 1st Armored would assemble northwest of Belogorsk, then leap out in the darkness for the Chinese bridgehead. Intelligence said that the PLA's 65th Type B Group Army was there now, digging in to protect the left shoulder of their break-in. Diggs trotted out to the UH-60. Colonel Boyle was flying this one. "How are we doing, sir?" Boyle asked. "Your Apaches are going to be busy." "There's a surprise."